for the Purpose Critique Review, Positive Vibes, Education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, proudly presents...
It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
And we are in the midst of the start of a heat wave again. 78, but it's going to be 95, 98. Yeah. So Jersey Mike, rocking them out. What are we doing today?
We are... So I used to do riffing with the kids. Random word generator, whatever word popped up, you take it and you say a story, a joke, just whatever comes to mind about that word, or what makes you think of this, or that word makes da 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 da. And so here's the thing. School's out. Parents are going to be on the road with the kids on long road
School's
trips.
School's not out yet officially, unless you're in Arizona. Arizona's done.
Well, it's on the cusp.
Yeah.
It's on the cusp. Road trips are coming up, parents. Here's the idea. You do this game called riffing with your... Maybe get... I'm sure you have... They have a cell phone. Show them... Go on Google. Look up random word generator. We're on one that's basically... It's called randomwordgenerator.com. You take a word and you just sit... Whatever it is that makes you think that you talk about. I used to do this with the other kids when I used to teach them on the podcast. So this is a game you can play when you're on a road trip. So let's
you taught us a lot of good stuff at our acting school, like never say no. So kids, never say no. Just enjoy this. This is like the Griswold's adventure.
Exactly.
With technology.
So here it is. I'll take the first word, okay? All right, wish. Okay, so wish makes me think of there. Okay, I remember when it was kindergarten, all right? You go that first day, and it's like a preview before September. It's like they take you in April, but you go in September.
Oh, what do you call those?
You get to meet the teacher who's going to be there that you're going to see in 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, and you're excited because, oh, mom and dad, I'm going to school. I'm a big boy now.
Yeah. And I remember she read us a story that had a film strip with it. Remember film strips? Different kind of strip than Vegas, but it's where there'd be the picture.
The projector.
Yeah. And she would read the story, and there'd be the projector, and she'd like kind of like a slideshow, but it was about a magic fish that lived swim in the bridge, or under the bridge. And the lady would want a wish, and she would come back, and I don't remember the details
Did
of the story.
Did you have to throw a coin in to get the wish?
Maybe something like that. The lady,
sounds a little familiar now that you're bringing this back.
The moral of the story, the lady wished too many wishes, and eventually the fish turned her into a log or something.
Oh,
but
boy.
But the way the lady would get up to the edge of the creek or the pond, and then she would yell out, she would go, little fish, I have a wish. And I still remember seeing that film strip. I can't remember the story, but for some reason, there I am, my little six-year-old self. It's like, for some reason, I'm going to remember that line. Little fish, I have a wish.
And I know what you're going to do tonight. You're going to, tonight or tomorrow, go on Google to look that up and pull it up for next week.
I think I will Google that a little bit later here today. All right, so here's your turn.
Okay, how about smash?
Smash.
There's a couple different versions that come into my mind of smash. You have the Smashing Pumpkins, a really good rock group. You have, as they say, I think in London, oh, I had a smashing time from the pub when they got drunk. They don't remember. Yes. And then, you know, you got other things like Mishmash. I was taking a bass all across a Saturday night. But the one that really gets to me is when you get mad, you feel like you got to smash things. Like, did you ever see, like, I don't know, like, all right, say you had a neighbor. She was a real nice lady, but then she was really nasty to you. Like, did this, did that. So you're like, you know what? On Mischief Night, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to take her pumpkin, and I'm just going to smash it on the ground and go, ha, ha, ha. And you know what I mean? Like not to be mad, but, you know, you just do something as a young kid. You take it, smash the pumpkin. And you're like, you know, like, okay, now what else could we smash? Well, let's go over here and smash... Let's take a trash can and go smash, mother. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, you get some frustrations out, but as we get older, we have to listen to a group called Smashing Pumpkins to remember why we don't want to smash things, because we don't want to wind up going to England and smash ourselves all up overnight or become a smasher.
Or how about me throwing the garbage can in the dumpster?
Oh, listen, I wish we had a video of that. That was one of the smashing good times I had, seeing a trash can by a grown man thrown away and said, oh, well, woo, here's the win. That was great.
All right, well, I got to do smash. Hulk, smash! It's a great cartoon. Hulk and the Agents of Smash. There's She-Hulk, There's Red Hulk. There's a few other Hulks in there. And it's a cartoon that you can't really see on normal TV anymore. You can get it on YouTube, though.
Did they have, like, oh my gosh, the League of Justice, all the superheroes? Was that like a type of thing?
Because I remember something like that. It was like the Avengers, but then the Hulk was out living in the desert with these other four Hulks. And he was the Hulk. He was like, he was caught between kind of like what's going on with Endgame, where David Banner is halfway and Hulk halfway. And it's not, I think maybe I watched all 50 episodes once over a period of several months, but it's Hulk and the Agents of Smash.
You had a Hulk and the Agents of Smash marathon.
Yeah, pretty much over a period of 3 months. All right, I'll take the next one. Hope and Deliverance. That's a Paul McCartney song. I have been listening to, because there must be 27 hours that somebody has uploaded of, I'm going to call it, bootleg, semi-bootleg Paul McCartney material. You can find it on there. But anyway, he had a song back, I think I'll say 94, called Hope and Deliverance. Several different remixes and dub versions of it. It is just so cool to hear different stuff like that. If you want to look it up, it's Paul McCartney Odds and Sods. Paul McCartney Odd Socks. That's what it is. O-D-D-S-O-X-S. Odd Socks. There's three different videos. Each video has about 9 hours of music. Dive into it.
Okay, I'm going to take hope. My hope is that we are in Memorial Day today, and all the veterans that fought from the past wars to current wars to the future wars give us Americans hope because they protect our freedom.
That's
true. Without them doing that, what kind of hope does the world have? As a superpower we are, even though people want to say, I'm leaving America, we are still the greatest country in the world. So I want to say thank you to all the veterans out there, current, you know, back, past, and current.
It shouldn't be just one day. No. It should be Veterans Day every day.
Every day. Thank you very much. So you guys give us a lot of hope by putting your lives on the line to give up people to come here. Look at all the people coming for hope over the bridge in, Mexico, Canada.
Yeah.
People are walking hundreds of miles with their whole family to get out of these crazy countries, Venezuela.
Yeah, I like the way people say, I'm not getting political or anything, but like, this is the worst country in the world. It's like, well, if it's such a bad place, why are so many people dying literally to get in here?
Exactly.
Get here. You take the next word. You did hope. Go over. That's an easy one.
Money. Yeah, you knew that one was coming. You know what the problem with money is? You can never have enough, or you never, ever, ever, ever think you're ever going to have enough in your lifetime to pay the bills, to live, to retire.
Yeah.
With all the kind of crazy stuff, money, is, like people tell me, is a tool. But if you don't have a lot of it, the problem is you can live without it, but you still got to put gas in your car. It takes money to turn around and go to the doctors, get a hat. You know, you have a Fox shirt and I have a sweater on today.
It's hard not to think about money every
day. Exactly. So when this stuff just wears out, you need an extra 10 or 20 just to go out and get an outfit just to fit in. Or, you know, it's like money is one of the most greatest but wicked things ever created by man.
It's like that ABBA song, Money, Money, Money. The lyric is money, money, money. It's a rich man's fool. Or I think that's right.
Cyndi Lauper. Money changes everything.
Oh, that's
because
so true.
People with money don't want people to know they have money because people ask them for money.
Yeah.
We went to school. The prime example of this.
Casting
stuff.
Call.
Yes. There was a girl there, not going to say a name or anything. She was an Asian girl. She drove a regular car, just did this and this. And when you look her up, she's connected to like one of the most largest families with about 80 banks in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So she's like, people just don't want people to ask you for money. I can understand that. But wow, the depths people go to hide the fact that they have money.
And
it's unbelievable.
Some people want to flaunt it.
Yeah.
And use it to get attention. And then kind of turn around and say, nope, sorry. It's like, whatever.
Oh, money. Huh. Wow.
Mundane. The word is mundane. I really am getting better at just avoiding. I've cut back on my, you know, when you get up in the morning, my routine is generally coffee, phone, read the news headlines. I used to do it for about 40 minutes. I've cut back to 20 minutes.
And you used to get a physical paper, which was good. You get to ink and you like it sitting there. Oh,
the Sunday bunnies. Yeah. The daily black and white comics.
And then your dad would want to read the paper. Don't bother your dad. He just ate his breakfast. He had a bad night, long night at work. Read the paper. You're like a kid. Oh,
yeah. But just the not reading the stories that are just true mundane. It's just like, I don't give a flying flip. I don't care. It's good because I'm actually giving my eyeballs a break, which I really need to do.
It's just like getting guiltless? Guiltless? Guiltless, right? Guiltless. Okay. How many people nowadays seem to be guiltless? They don't care what they got to do. Okay, I was up on the strip today with my friend, some girl, we thought it was a married couple from Canada, because I was on the bus with them, shooting a finger to Trump Tower over there, International. So we're coming down, the dad said, we thought it was the husband, said, oh, you know, whatever, blah, 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 but, you know, good thing there wasn't Trump supporters. So I went like this to the strip, and I said, well, it's a good thing Obama wasn't there, because I'm, you know, blah, 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 but I said, everything is so corrupt. Doesn't really matter. People are people. We don't have this, and this. But there was a guiltless girl, didn't care, no cares in the world.
Yeah, so it's like have a little class, have a little couth, have a little calm down.
Yes.
You know, you can go ahead and act like an ass, but do it in the privacy of your own home.
I don't know. You know, it's hard to say because I have like days that I think you're guiltless, then you get the good old Catholic guilt. So I don't know, but it's like after seeing that today, we talked to them, we found out it was his daughter, but you know, then they're from Canada. You know, there's just so many twists of people that are guiltless. People take this, take that. How many people go to the store, like say a shopping store, like a clothes store? Okay, they get a 50% discount, it's $100, they'll switch the tag, you know, take the thing off, boom, oh, it's 40. Oh, they get it for 20.
It's like, it makes me think of the butcher at the butcher shop when the lady goes in to get it, and he puts it up on the scale, but what you don't see is he's putting his pencil behind the meat, and so slowly he gets 30 sales a day. He might make an extra $30 by putting that pencil on there, and it shows it rings up another 50 cents or something.
And there's a funny thing about that. There's a Soprano episode with Christopher Moltisanti. Michael Imperioli is on the other side of the scale. He's a mobster, and they load it up, and before the guy puts it, he puts like a matchbook in there, and the guy goes, hey, wait a second, I asked for 2 pounds. The guy said there's something wrong. He said, that ain't my fucking problem. And he's trying to skim. He's got all this money. He's trying to save $30. Guiltless, you know, like it's that hustle. Got to get anything I can from anybody.
Every little bit. It's kind of like the way Uber Corporation treats their drivers. Just treats them with no shame and, you know. All right, next word. Calculator. Remember, I don't have one, but I would love to have one again, and that would be the calculator watch.
From the 70s, 80s.
Yes.
Oh, you thought they were so cool. Remember there was like the digital ones, and then there was like the other ones with the older ones with the hands?
Yes. Yeah, you like touch. Yes, because it had a stopwatch on. I remember I was in eighth grade, and I was one of the first ones to have a calculator watch.
Oh, you must have been like the hipster of the school.
It was $8.88 at Sears, okay? But nobody else had one. And I was getting accused, like, you're going to cheat. It's like, okay, everybody, Wayne can have the calculator watch, but he can only check the answers. He can't actually do the math. You can check your answers with it when you're done. But then also, when it was revealed that Marty McFly from Back to the Future had a calculator watch, it had a whole new level of cool. And I think because of that, Casio, who was making them, actually had to reopen a factory to reproduce them, or at least a line in the factory of the calculator watches.
It's talking about funny. I'm on Spring Mountain waiting for the bus today, right? A DeLorean drives by, a gray DeLorean with the license plate McFly.
Excellent.
Now, is that somebody's personal collection? Was that, you know, something for like, you know, a tour or something? Or is that just somebody going around?
Was it just a DeLorean or the whole hardware on the outside?
No, the whole
Fusion?
DeLorean. No Fusion,
just the DeLorean,
it said McFly. Now, could that have been, like I said, personal thing, a movie prop? That's what's crazy. You never know what you're going to see here, who you're going to see, when you're going to see them in Vegas.
That's like when it had a British license plate on it, but somebody was out taking their Herbie the Love Bug Volkswagen out for a drive I saw one morning. And it's just like, that is cool. It's on my Instagram, you can look at it if you want.
That's cool.
All right, your turn again.
Okay. How about Legs?
Legs.
I love the song Legs by ZZ Top because the guitars and everything, Legs, you're going to know how to use them. It doesn't get much better than that. Memorial Day weekend. It was a little cool in Vegas, a little overcast, rainy looking, but the legs of all the young ladies at the Beach Club, Encore, the Chaos.
Yeah.
You don't just see them. You see them walking around with legs, with their bathing suits on, nothing else on.
Legs for days.
I mean, days and days of sexy, sweet legs. Small legs, tall legs, chunky legs, muscular legs, cellulite, no cellulite. Don't look at my legs. Tell a woman she has sexy legs. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, legs. You got to know how to use them. Oh.
And I wish ZZ Top would bring back the Eliminator. I mean, they haven't had a radio hit in a long time. It would be cool to do a ZZ Top podcast someday, but not
and
right now.
How about if they retoured or something? I mean, they could have a lot of local stuff.
I think they've played the Blues Club here in town over at
Mandalay Bay?
Yeah, Mandalay Bay. Oh, wow. I think they've played close and intimate, but yeah.
And guess who's coming to town November?
Madonna.
Yep.
And she just, I do know they released podcast inside the podcast. It's been released to the clubs, but it hasn't been digitally released yet. Four more remixes of Madellum. Two of them are vocals and two are instrumentals. So we got four more versions. Plus, I told you about, she did a duet, a song called Solitaire. I think it's S-O-L-T-E-R-A, Solitaire, whatever its title, with Malamo on his album, which is titled 1111. So there's another new Madonna song out even
before. Madonna's probably getting laid by Modelo. Lucky guy. Even at 60, she's got legs and she knows how to use them.
Oh, yes. So respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Aretha Franklin sang about it. It was in the Blues Brothers movie.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing gets me more in my craw when I have a client or new customer coming in that does not respect me and my time. For example, I will not call someone late at night because that's undue just respect. It's after 5 o'clock or it's after 6 o'clock. It's my dinner time. You want to eat dinner. Respect me and my space. Don't sit there and text me on a Saturday morning when I'm out hiking saying stupid. The clients text me. He's like, well, are you coming in on Wednesday? Who effing?
Unless it's a super rush job where they're going to pay you amount of dollars over the budget per hour and say, we need this super done.
Yeah, and you know what? It's usually bullshit. No, you don't.
So they don't respect you. That's
so
no good.
That's the one thing that gets in my craw is when somebody disrespects me for me and what I say. You know, I've been doing what I do, career work. I'm not getting into what it is, but 32 years, I know what the F I'm talking about. All right. I'm good for that one.
Foamy. You know what I like with Foamy? Paris
Foamy.
Hilton. Paris Hilton has a new video out called My Best Friend's Ass. And it's like really cool. She portrays herself against Marilyn Monroe, you know, like hip style like that. But you know what the Foamy thing is? You remember back in the 70s, they had those foam machines where they would just blow the white foam out on people on stage, in the movies. Like you had, I'm trying to think of the one movie, the car wash. They just wore foam and foam and foam. Willy Wonka had the foam just coming. I mean, foamy fun. We need to get back to that good stuff.
Well, they got the foam truck that is at the airport. If a plane lands, it's on fire. They got that fire truck that they will disperse and the nozzle that will be, you know, can gyrate around and just disperse so much fire retardant foam out at the fastest lickety split speed. That's what I'm thinking of when you say foam.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Let's just go with Rainy. I was going to go with Mountaintaneous, but I'm not too sure about that one.
Okay.
Rainy. Listen, we live in the desert, and we had a couple rainy days where it's cold. Like, you're from Oregon, I'm from New Jersey. We had a lot of, you know, a lot of rain in the winter, but it's out here, it's like perch. You're so thirst quenched, you're perch. You're like, oh my gosh, when am I going to get a drink? But the rainy season, man, is just so beautiful when it still cools off. You feel a couple drops.
I've said it a few times to people, and nobody else can wrap their head around it. I've mentioned, it rains, it really makes the air fresh.
Yes.
It cleans the air.
Oh, listen.
People look at me like I'm Indian. It's like, you don't look. It's like the Oregon coast. It reminds me so much of the fresh air coming in the Oregon coast. It'll rain and then it'll stop. And it's just the freshest air in the world right
there.
And
it's like they got the rainy smell of the, in the aerosol can.
Yeah.
What do they call that? The Febreze.
Rainforest.
Yes. I mean, you know, that's pretty cool how much we need that.
So let's wrap it up with each doing two more words, okay? Right. Bridge. Got to use the word bridge, okay? My old fiance, before she passed away, one of her favorite sayings, and I still like to say it, was, you know, instead of, you know, you're whiny, you're complaining about something. Oh, build a bridge and get over it. Which is kind of a neat, new, different, positive way of saying, you know, like, I've burned my bridges, I've blown my bridges up. There's the great movie, The Bridges at Toko Rhee. I mean, hey.
Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah, bridges are everywhere there.
Don't overshoot your bridges. You know, the overalls, like the guy goes, don't overshoot your bridges. Oh, wow.
Jeff Bridges, the actor. So I got to say it, you know, hey, if you're complaining and whiny, build a bridge and get over it.
Oh, wow.
Your turn.
Okay, Hammer.
Hammer.
MC Hammer. Hammer time. Oh. How do you blow through all your money from another subject and go hammer time, and you're just like, wow, you had a hit after hit,
hit
and
after
you blew
hit.
$10 million.
Do you remember the music video for his song called Pray?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, we gotta pray every day.
Pray. Yeah. There was a music video version for that. They released it on MTV, but for some reason, I think it was the European version, because there were some girls, backup dancer girls, who were doing some amazing dancing. And I think it was a little too much for the MTV censors, because soon after that, I never saw that video again.
Wow.
I've never gone to look for it again, but I got a couple things to Google.
Yeah,
now.
I was going
to
say Google Google Monday or Google Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. MC Hammer, man. Wow.
All right, my last one. Country music. We've done a few podcasts where we will throw in some country music, and I'm thinking, I'm not sure, I'm still kind of on the fence. Maybe it's something I should build a bridge and get over. But I'm thinking about, it would be fun to do a country music / NASCAR theme podcast. Just for that genre of the stuff that, the music artists that we do, Shania Twain, Faith Hill, Tim McGraw, just niche it into that. Because we both got a good knowledge on that. It's enough to
Garth
keep us
Brooks.
Afloat. Garth Brooks. I mean,
Who's that other one? There's a country singer.
There's Alan Jackson. There's Drandy Trapp. I mean, my list of country
Dolly
musicians
Parton,
I've seen.
I guess.
Yeah,
Kenny
Dolly
Rogers.
Parton. Yeah.
Older ones. What's the other guy's name? Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings. Hoyt Axton. I mean, somehow, somewhere there, I would like to start doing a country music / NASCAR fan. Not doing NASCAR reports, but just that genre of fan. Because those people have big hearts. They're wholesome. I got a good friend named Adam who lives back in Roseburg, Oregon. He's just right in that niche.
Danica Patrick. Oh.
He used to have a t-shirt that said, "My Dixie," as in Dukes of Hazzard, Dixie, that
Catherine Bach.
Catherine Bach used to drive, and would say, "My Dixie's wrecked." Now switch the letters around. Had like a picture of a wrecked car. Switch the letters around, and you figure it out. "My Dixie's wrecked."
Oh, that's funny. All right, here we go.
Last one.
Okay, Beetle. Beetle as in Beetlejuice. I love that movie. That was one of Michael Keaton's most incredible characters, especially when he popped out of the box, or when I think it was Bob, and he came out like
that.
It was just so charismatic, yet funny. There was nothing bad about it. It was like easy mind going. Let's go see Beetlejuice, the movie. Then they came out with Beetlejuice 2. I mean, that was just good old fun.
What casino is it that we've walked through that has you get back in the back of it, in the bowels and the depths of it, and it's got clocks on the wall for different time zones all around the world, and then everything is painted black and white stripes. And I've always commented on it that it reminds me of, this must be Beetlejuice's closet, because he wears the black and
white
stripes.
That's a good one.
I can't remember. I'd have to go back and look through. This is the days when vining still existed. I can't remember, but
you're going to make me think now, because I'm pretty good on everything here, and I don't remember that
one. I want
to
say the SLS, but I don't think
It might have been SLS, because they've changed, because they had the old buffet
it
there
was,
and everything.
It was.
Yes, it was.
Yes, because
we walked down the hallways, and yes.
You go down the one hallway, down towards where you're heading north in the building, and it used to be that big, huge lighted fixture that said, "Life," that's gone.
Yes.
But then you go back around so that you're heading east in the building, go up the stairs, and there would be like these little storefronts right there. Boom. Art storefronts.
like you said, clocks on the wall.
Yes.
And you would say exactly that.
Because whenever I see somebody that's wearing black and white stripes, it's like, whoa, looks like somebody raided Beetlejuice's closet.
I'll tell you, Michael Keaton did a tremendous job in that one.
So, that's the idea. Do riffing. You can make it clean, go whichever way you want. It's fun to just do adults and see what comes up, memories about that kind
of
thing.
This is like a Scrabble or one of those games.
It is.
Dictionary where you sit.
Or bingo, road travel bingo. You know, do you see? I see a fire hydrant. I see a water tower. You
Punch
know.
Buggy Red. Remember that one?
Slug Bug.
Punch Buggy, Slug Bug.
Same thing.
Yeah, just different terms, different technology, different terminology. That's the word I'm looking for. Different coasts. Same game, just different titles.
Different color of a horse. So anyway, that's called riffing. Have a good weekend and a good road trip if you're going on one.